You want to raise your kids right? Well, send them to this seminar. We'll teach them the right worldview. Oh, but it's costs. Yeah, it's too bad you couldn't do it yourself. Too bad you didn't know enough how to raise your kids yourself. They charge for everything. And to me, that's a question. Service is about serving. But not, you know, and a servant is worthy of his hire. I don't think there's anything wrong with people paying people for ministering. But the purpose of ministering is to minister, not to run a business. Like my ministry is not a business. I'd like people to donate. I could use it, surely. But on the other hand, there's no obligation. I don't even want to make people feel obligated. Because you know what? That benefits me. To teach the word of God without cost, as Paul said, it is good for me. To give, now that's good for you, if you can. But to poor people, I say, don't give. Just take. Take. Be rich in faith. And then I will rejoice in the day of salvation, and you will rejoice with me. I want to see the richness of your faith. I want you to believe in God for righteousness. I want you to be a shining example of godliness and godly fear. That's my payment. But them, what's their payment? Well, men who wear, you know what they say about men who wear soft clothes? You know what they say about men who dwell in nice houses? And then he takes a child. And notice in this description, you know, in my name, because you belong to Christ. It's not just a carte blanche thing. The children are wonderful. Children are perfect. Children are a gift. They are a gift. But on the other hand, they're a lot of work. The point is not so much about how wonderful children are, is that they are humble. And what is their position? Children have almost no position. They're entirely at the mercy of their parents. They're totally under the authority of something greater than themselves. They are, you know, like Jesus says, the son, as long as he is a child, is, I think actually Paul said this, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. And he's under tutors and governors. Actually, Paul said this. But you know, when he comes to maturity, he inherits all things. But so we ought to be and realize that we are like children under our father's mastery. And we are under tutors and governors. Don't think too much of ourselves. The people of this world, they become adults and they start acting like all grown up. And they start behaving like little gods. You think they're already grown up into God. But they're the worst kind of baby. Capricious and wicked. You know, children can be as wicked as adults. But it's a question of childish power. Children, yeah, some children are really powerful over their parents, but I don't want to get into how we ought to raise our kids. I know what children under proper subjection are like, because I got some. And they're humble. And they are under authority. That's how we have to be. Humble, under authority. Like children. Don't think we are in charge. Our parents are in charge. God is in charge. Our Father is in charge. We want to be under authority, as Christ was always under the authority of God. Always humble like that. Though he was heir of all things, he differed nothing from a servant. And that's how we also need to be. And if everyone looks at me that way, then I'm pleased. An amateur. Oh, he's just an amateur. What have we to do with this man? You're like Jesus. Oh, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And they scorn him a lot because of his youth. But even when I'm old, I want them to scorn my youth and my amateurness. What are your credentials? I don't have any credentials at all. By what authority do you teach these things? By what authority do you do these things? And then there's this one. This one gets quoted to me a lot because I speak out against certain ministries. And I've written out against a particular ministry, my former teacher, Dr. Arnold Murray, in the Shepherd's Chapel. I've written all kinds of things about all his the false doctrine that he teaches and so on and so forth, right? And so I get a lot of flack about that. And one of the things people say, hey, whoever's not against us is for us. And this thing, it makes people think, oh, the spirit of togetherness. We're all believing Jesus, right? Well, this one's casting out devils in the name of God. God hears this one. He's doing it in the name of Christ. He's doing works in the name of Christ, genuine works in the name of Christ. And he did not follow with them. What it's a question of, not a question of being of different opinions, but it's a question of just being of a different location, or just, they're not in our group, in our clique. You know, just because someone's not in the same clique, if they're preaching the same things, the same doctrine, it's got to be the same. You know, he preached the same, he was doing the same works. And he was not speaking evil of Christ. And that's what he's saying. He's like, hey, anyone who does a miracle in my name is not going to be speaking evil of me. And those, you know, but those whose doctrine I oppose, in my opinion, they do much harm to Christ. He that is a, there's plenty of other scriptures that indicate we should divide sharply with men whose mouths should be stopped, with heresies, and with doctrines which are perverse, and leaven, which is traditions of men and doctrines of men which corrupt the word of God. And they act in our minds to put things out of order, out of shape. He that is not against us. But what if they are against us? Their doctrine is against us. I'm against them. If their doctrine is against my doctrine, I'm against them. If their teaching is against my teaching, I'm against them. They're against me. They're my enemies. Those that are the enemies of the gospel are those who teach a gospel that is different from the gospel I teach. And therefore, they're not for us. They're against us. So don't tell me, you know, this means we should just tolerate everyone who's a Christian or says they are. We saw someone beating children in your name. Oh, well, don't forbid him. We saw someone teaching falsely in your name. Oh, don't forbid him. Anyone who's teaching falsely in my name is at least teaching in my name, and I'm really happy with that. Teach falsely in my name. I love it. Is that what he means? So exactly, you have to teach the right things. You can't just be in anything done in his name is not acceptable. Not just anything. Anything? No. It's got to be correct. It's got to be true. And this is, man was doing something true. That's why Jesus affirms him. Because it's not about what group you run with. It's not about the organization.